through the dead of night, seeking out broadcasting injustice wherever it appears. Only one man can wield it. Media Bat with Tim Bat, only on 95 BFM.
Morena, Tim.
Morena.
How are you?
Oh, pretty good.
Pretty good, pretty good.
Sorry I was away last week.
That's all right. It happens.
Literally can't remember what I was doing.
I'm sure it was very important, busy media work.
I think I've missed like maybe two or three of these in the year and a half I've been doing them. So it's not a terrible sick day ratio, eh?
Hey, what's going on in the media at the moment, Tim?
Well, on the semi-international / Antipodean front in Australia, Facebook has made a deal with News Corp, Rupert Murdoch's sprawling news empire, to pay for its news on its core outlets.
Which include the devil making a deal with the other devil.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, nice.
This is all tied up with the law that Australia passed. I was going to say we're threatening to like throw out these outlets. I guess that sort of law, legal armament is there now in effect. So what that means is that specifically Google and Facebook, but more broadly these big internet giants, are going to have to start ponying up to news organisations or face some sort of court-mandated arbitration to determine some fees. So, this week it's just been announced that Facebook has made a 3-year deal with News Corp, and Google News Showcase is actually set to launch in New Zealand, and that's something that's already launched in Australia ahead of that law coming into effect.
So remind us, what is Google News Showcase? It's like, how does it work? Are we going to just have Google being like, and this is the news you need to know?
Yeah, or? So what Showcase is it's a way for news outlets themselves to give Google a hand in curating what stories get displayed nicely on Google News.
Mm-hmm.
And then it feeds, so it basically will have like, you'll get a featured photo and a headline and maybe a paragraph preview of specific stories which the news outlets get to pick themselves. And then from the Google platform, you are sent directly to the news outlets site themselves. So for example, stuff.co.nz or nzherald.co.nz, it'll direct the traffic there when you click through.
No middleman.
And Google will be paying these organizations as part of the News Showcase program that they've got, which they have committed $1 billion over the next 3 years internationally to. So there's no details yet on what the Kiwi outlets are getting, and we probably will never know. The only details that I have been able to find is that it seems like these deals are based on, they were described as based on a plane deal, which suggests to me that it's probably based on like pure traffic metrics.
Got you.
There's no bespoke deal making that's going on, which, to be honest, I kind of get, because it'd be pretty unfeasible to do that internationally with all of these different news outlets.
I feel you.
Although it is Google, they've got the money to do it.
Exactly. $1 billion feels like, you know, chump change to them.
I know. Speaking of, Google, it's separate to all of this, funding a $3 million project with Stuff and Māori Television and the Pacific Media Network to combat COVID vaccine misinformation.
Okay, well, that sounds like good news.
So that's a good thing. That'll be coming out later on this year. In more local news, TVNZ, I've just been reading a lot about TVNZ. There's been a few news stories come out about them recently, and they're doing quite well, all things considered. So the CEO, Kevin Kenrick, has announced that they're going to be chasing some revenue growth, which means he's going to be spending some money after there's been a lot of cost cutting in the last 12 months because of COVID. I didn't actually realise this, but TVNZ got the wage subsidy and then were performing so well that they paid it back to the government.
That's actually a really good thing. I'm still kind of shocked by stories of businesses that didn't do that.
Mm.
You just think, that's not really what this whole pandemic support system's about, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway. I feel you. Business gonna business, huh?
Business gonna business.
So for the wonks out there, net profit at TVNZ doubled to $33.9 million in the second half of last year. That's the 6 months to December 2020. And TVNZ One are so dominant in the ratings. This was crazy. I was looking through the chart, right? So this is for what's called 5+. So this is all audience members of all demos.
Okay, right.
In the top 20...
Wait, 5 years old.
Sorry,
plus.
Yeah, 5 years and up.
Okay,
that's,
I got it.
That metric is called 5+.
All the new savvy 6-year-olds out there tuning in.
Exactly, yep, exactly.
Got you.
So in those ratings for covering all ages, the top 20 shows of the second half of last year, TVNZ one had 19 out of the 20 top shows. There was only one that broke the streak, and it was News Hub's Leaders Debate, and that was at number 11, so it didn't even make top 10.
Oh, my God, that's pretty crazy.
It's nuts. So
is that a problem? Like, is that something that is, like, maybe an issue, or, like, is that just the way it is at the moment?
I would say it's sort of the way it is. That was buoyed by – there were a lot of specials about the election and some newsy stuff going on. COVID definitely, I would say, helped – them ratings because I think the broad like perception in New Zealand is that TVNZ1 has a bit more of a serious news outfit, like broadly speaking. So generally speaking, when a big calamity happens, when something you need information on, you're going to go to the most trusted source, not necessarily the most like exciting,
the staid ones.
And the 25 to 54 demo, which is critical for money, for revenue, MediaWorks are doing... Oh, sorry, not MediaWorks, Discovery 3 are doing a little bit better in that demo. Because, remember everyone, Discovery now owns 3.
I always just think we're all going to be the Steve Irwin show after the Discovery's, like, you know, taken over everything.
Well, they have been making some interesting moves because they've been able to give a lot of cash into the whole operation, which has allowed them to do some cool stuff. Like the Meghan and Harry Oprah interview, that was quite a coup for 3 to get, and they could only afford it, I'm assuming, based on the fact that Discovery could pay for it. That delivered 3... their best ratings in 26 years.
Holy. Oh, my God.
That would definitely be on that chart I mentioned earlier, but it happened this year, not last year, you see.
Okay, right.
And the other big coup that they pulled off was getting the Britney documentary exclusively in New Zealand, which would have delivered huge ratings for them as well.
A very good documentary.
Indeed.
Very interesting documentary about the media too, actually, in many ways.
If you haven't seen... You got to see it, man.
The Britney doco.
I've been
awesome.
Hashtag Free Britney for a long ass time, and it's like it's very vindicating for us who are fighting the good fight out there. Just lastly, as well, the TVNZ RNZ merger that was like imminent 2 years ago, and then everyone completely stopped talking about it. So it is still happening, apparently, bubbling away. The Ministry of Culture and Heritage has been preparing a business plan for a year now, but TVNZ's CEO doesn't know anything about it. This is a quote from him. It seems to be a high-level concept without any definition. That's what the CEO said, and he directed all questions to Chris Farfoy because, quote, I don't know what it is.
That's not sounding hugely promising for it happening anytime soon.
It's not. It's very amorphous. It might be one of those things that just comes around the corner at some point when COVID stuff calms down and starts taking shape. And it's going to be interesting to see what shape it takes because... I'm simplifying a little bit. TVNZ, I think, are trying to lobby the government to make it a more commercial enterprise without strings, which is what they operate as at the moment. RNZ are trying to lobby the government to make it a more charter-led public interest media organisation. So it's going to be interesting to see who wins that battle.
It's a bit of a battle of the worldviews there, kind of, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. So watch this space, and I will keep you posted.
You certainly will. Thank you very much, Tim Batt.
You're welcome.
We'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.
Come back next week for another exciting adventure on Media Batt, only on 95 BFM.